The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my Audio Boom channel. And if you're listening somewhere else, then come here. Audioboom.com/iWatchMike. There you can find a bunch of stuff, plus my blog. It's whatever. It is a Sunday, a gloomy Sunday outside. I'm looking out my window, and it's raining here in Houston, so I figured I would get to some recap shows. Everybody's out of the house. The baby and the wifey are gone this afternoon, this evening, so I'll be catching up on some stuff, which is cool. Plus, cleaning the freaking house, and oh my gosh, I got so much stuff to do today. Plus work. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Arrow. It's been forever and ever and ever. I've been watching the stuff on the internet, but I haven't been reading stuff, but I see that we've had a mid-season finale. My friend Anna B. from Australia, she attended some stuff for Arrow and the Flash, something about heroes and villains, fan fest. Make sure you check out the VRO.com and see what's going on. She actually went over there from Australia to, I think, like San Jose. Holy crap, balls, that's a serious flight. But I also tweeted out just a few seconds ago the two links, and that can take you wherever you need to go. So you can follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. So what I want to do is catch up on an episode that aired, Jesus Christ, almost a month ago, 11-4 on the CW, Arrow, Haunted. This is the episode that I was pretty excited for because we got John Constantine to come back. But I am a little bummed. I'm going to start off with this because I figured they were going to, since it wasn't attached to NBC when the show was out, let's put it this way. I enjoyed, maybe I'm the only one, okay? I enjoyed the movie with Keanu Reeves, Constantine. I thought it was a great movie. I just thought it was just cool. I mean, anything with demons and just, it was just badass. So I was really excited when the show was going to come out, but it just wasn't like the movie. But you know what? I don't read the comics, so I don't know. Fans out there, was the NBC show like the comics? I did give a shot to the show when it was on NBC, but it just, I don't know what it was, but it just never hooked me. And then of course it canceled, which sucks balls, but, I hear it might be coming back. I hear there's some networks or some, online places that are interested. So, the thing about this was I was hoping, and I know this sounds dumb, I was hoping that in Arrow we would see him smoke a cigarette. And he didn't, because that was a big deal I heard on the internet that he wasn't going to smoke because people were watching and kids and blah, 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 which sucked balls because he didn't. You could tell he was smoking a cigarette and then he stepped on it just like in the NBC show. So I had to get that out of my chest, off my chest, out of my chest, because I was just not, just hurt my feelings there. But this episode was pretty crazy. I mean, the first, what, minute, 2 minutes of this, Sarah is whooping ass on some bad dudes. Come to find out that she's going around killing people that look like Thea because she's got the vision and she wants to kill Thea because Thea killed her. And now she's been in the little black lagoon and it's all hell. And, oh, yeah, this episode was crazy. I mean, in this episode, Sarah was whooping some serious butt on bad dudes, even the team. When she breaks down Thea's door and starts whooping her ass, which I don't understand, people. Why wasn't Thea fighting back? Did she just feel bad or something? I mean, because she's been trained. She knows how to fight. She didn't put up nothing against Sarah. Was Sarah that badass? Yeah, and then she gets into the hospital, starts choking her ass out there. Ooh, Lord. Sarah was not one to mess with. She was on a mission to kill Thea and everybody that looked like her. It was good to see John Constantine. It was cool to see John Constantine back in the flashback where Oliver is on that island. I didn't see that coming. That was cool. So they have history. And that tattoo, you know that's going to go with Damon Dark, right? Damon Dark, that's going to have to be something. That's going to – and I haven't seen anything. Well, I've seen the next episode, which I'm going to recap. And my friend Anna B, she sent me some notes. And then Anna from Australia, she's actually sent me notes all the way through the mid-season finale. So I'll be reading her notes and my notes. But I've only seen this episode and I think the next one. Yeah, you the guys that are listening that have already watched, y'all are probably like, you stupid, you don't even know what's going to happen. So I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the people that are with me that are so behind. But I'm curious to see how this spell is going to work and this tattoo. I mean, this is the writing of this. It's, everything just comes together like a nice little present, the holidays. Let's see what else. I have here in my notes, Laura is a freaking snatch, bitter snatch, big freaking baby, die already. I'm just not a fan of Laurel. I love the actress that plays her, but just Laurel, anybody that knows me, and we used to recap the Arrow shows in the past. If you go to my Audio Boom channel or even the VRO.com, you'll see that we've recapped past seasons. And I've never, I was a fan in the beginning, and then I didn't like her. And then when she became the new wannabe Black Canary, I was like, no way. And then she started getting training, and I was like, cool. And then it's just been a very seesaw roller coaster of emotions for Laurel. So definitely in this episode, I think she's a snatch face, and I want her dead. That would be really cool. But will I get my wish? I don't know. Probably not. Let's see what else. We have the detective, Lance. Tells Diggs about his brother. Oh, brother's not so innocent. He has a dark side. Get it, Damian Dark? Okay, that was stupid. So we got some almost closure. Not closure, but just a file. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Diggs' brother. I did see a commercial that Diggs' brother is alive, which is going to throw a big old monkey wrench in Diggs' life. But I don't know what's going to happen with that. The whole exorcism with Sarah, that was cool. You know, going to the, you know, to the dream side and going to the pit and bringing her back and everything else. So that was cool to see. What else? Blah, 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 blah. And I think that's it. And pretty much at the end of this episode, Felicity and the nerd guy, I can't remember his name, they find Ray Palmer. He's alive. And so now that's going to be a story. So we got Diggs' story, we got Felicity and Ray, and now we got all the other crap with Sarah. This is going to get interesting, and I can't wait to see the mid-season finale, because, I just right now, when I went on to Google search just to see where I was at, I was like, oh, mid-season, and the people are talking about it, so I can't read it, because I don't want to give anything away. Now, so, other than that, that's pretty much what I have to rant Raven, and review about for the Arrow episode Haunted. I thought that was a really good episode. It would have been better if Laura would have died. Just to, you know, why can't Laura just sacrifice herself to help Sarah? That would have been cool. You know, and then Sarah comes back. She's a Black Canary. Laura's dead. Yeah, I know, Anna B, if you're listening to this, you're probably like, no, she's critical to the show. Oh, sorry. She's critical to the show. Did I say that with an Australian accent? I don't even know. Either way. That's it. That's it, people. Thanks for tuning in to this this rant raven review for Arrow. I'm probably going to try to knock out the other one before I have to go to work. And then I'm going to try to catch up tonight, hopefully, with... I'm going to multitask. I'm going to try to watch episode, record, and then clean and do all that stuff since no one's going to be here at the house. It'll just be me and the dogs. So I'm trying to catch up, people. All right? Everybody have a great coming up week. Christmas and Christmas Eve and New Year's is around the corners. Don't forget your presents and be safe out there. And check out my blog when you get a chance. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog, iWatchMike.com. You can find me on Facebook at iWatchMike, Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and my AudioBoom.channel. That didn't even make any sense. AudioBoom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I'm going to start putting up some more recap shows there. I'm just so behind, but I'm going to get there. I'm thinking about adding some other shows on there that I've done in the past. So I don't know. So just make sure you check that out when you get a chance. AudioBoom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And leave comments, like, do all that stuff. Subscribe. Do whatever you got to do. All right, people, that is it for me. Have a great, great Sunday. All right, peace out.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.